What separates a $100 billion company from a forgotten startup? In 2011, when Eric Yuan pitched his video conferencing idea, nearly every venture capitalist dismissed it. The market seemed saturated. Skype, WebEx, and countless others already existed. Yet three investors at Qualcomm Ventures saw something different. They bet $500,000 on what would become Zoom, one of history's most successful investments. This wasn't luck. It was a radically different way of thinking about risk, opportunity, and what makes ideas worth pursuing. Behind every unicorn, from Airbnb to Slack to DoorDash, lies a counterintuitive decision-making framework that rejects conventional wisdom and embraces what most consider reckless. This approach, honed through decades in Silicon Valley's high-stakes laboratories, offers a blueprint for anyone seeking to create extraordinary value in an uncertain world. Traditional business fears failure above all else, meticulously planning and avoiding risks. Venture capital operates by opposite rules. VCs understand that in winner-take-all markets, missing the next Google costs infinitely more than backing 10 failures. As investor Bill Gurley explains, if you invest in something that doesn't work, you lose 1x your money. If you miss Google, you lose 10,000x your money. Most organizations fear visible failures over invisible missed opportunities. Yet transformative innovations, Gmail started as an April Fool's joke, Slack emerged from a failed gaming company, rarely follow predictable paths. The venture mindset requires building portfolios like pyramids, core business at the base, adjacent innovations in the middle, moonshots at the top. Google's 70-20-10 rule dedicates 10% to speculative bets, treating innovation like an internal venture fund where one breakthrough justifies numerous failures. Pejma Nozad built a venture fund from a Palo Alto rug store, leveraging relationships with wealthy tech customers to connect Dropbox founders with Sequoia Capital in 2007, turning $1.2 million into $2 billion. About half of all VC deals come from professional networks, not formal channels. VCs actively hunt opportunities. Brian Jacobs discovered building robotics while touring Salesforce Tower's construction site, recognizing potential in their temperature control software before most knew the company existed. Revolutionary technologies face unlikely rejections. Chester Carlson's xerography was rejected by RCA, GE, Kodak, and IBM for 5 years. Nolan Bushnell declined one-third of Apple for $50,000. These stem from not-invented-here syndrome, organizations dismissing external ideas regardless of merit. When Sameer Gandhi met Dropbox's founders in 2007, his quick investment reflected a prepared mind. Having researched file sharing extensively, he instantly recognized they understood challenges that stumped others. Pattern recognition, developed through thousands of meetings, enables seemingly instantaneous decisions. The prepared mind requires three mechanisms: research outside company walls, Yuri Melner tracked global social networks before investing in Facebook, leverage deep industry expertise. Bonnie Simi combined backgrounds as pilot, Olympian, and Stanford graduate at JetBlue Technology Ventures, and develop investment theses before seeking opportunities. Teresa Gao identified Google's weakness in detailed search, leading her to invest in Trulia. Despite their risk-taking reputation, VCs call themselves risk reduction engineers, spending 118 hours on due diligence per investment. Bill Morris of Google Ventures demonstrated this evaluating Theranos in 2013. Despite impressive partnerships and a board featuring Henry Kissinger, Morris spotted red flags. No healthcare experts on the board, no reputable biotech VC investors, and secretive leadership. When his team tried testing the technology at Walgreens, they encountered suspicious delays. Morris passed, avoiding one of history's most spectacular startup frauds. Being highly selective isn't just for VCs, anyone can master it. The key is efficiently rejecting most opportunities before approving any, involving multiple people with prepared minds who aren't afraid to disagree. The winning ratio should be around 1 to 100. The Pulitzer Prize demonstrates this. Judges read 300 books each, but nominate just 3. Google accepts below 1% of applicants. Speed matters enormously. VCs give entrepreneurs 20 minutes to pitch. Hollywood producers decide on scripts in 45 seconds. However, speed doesn't mean relying on mental shortcuts. A prepared mind must guard against biases related to race, gender, or background that might cause overlooking unusual startups or uncommon ideas. When Tiny Speck's game Glitch failed, investors like Accel Partners refused to take back the remaining $5 million, urging founders Stuart Butterfield and Cal Henderson to pivot instead. This trust in the team led to Slack, which sold to Salesforce for $27 billion. Research with over 1,000 VCs revealed that 47% consider the team the most important investment factor, far outweighing business model, product, or market size. As General Georges Doriot said, always consider investing in a grade A man with a grade B idea. Never invest in a grade B man with a grade B idea. Gmail began as Project Caribou, a joke product built by engineer Paul Buchheit with the vague mandate, build an email thing. It now has 2 billion users. VCs evaluate founders on character and charisma, seeking those who energize others and show universal respect. Kate Mitchell of Scale Venture Partners observes how founders treat receptionists, believing those who can't respect everyone will struggle to lead teams. The venture mindset identifies leaders first and lets them innovate. With disruptive innovation, industry knowledge can sometimes hinder. Tony Hsu had no logistics experience before founding DoorDash, and Airbnb's founders had no hotel background. VCs are disagreement seekers, not consensus seekers. Andy Ratcheliff of Benchmark Capital states, "The only way to make outsized returns in venture capital is to be right and non-consensus." Ray Dalio insists organizations win by becoming radically open-minded, replacing the joy of being proven right with the joy of learning what is true. VCs combat group biases with 4 mechanisms. Keep teams small, 3 to 5 partners. Implement junior speak first to prevent HIPPO, highest paid person's opinion domination, assign devil's advocates to argue against investments, and collect independent feedback before meetings. At Venrock, partners vigorously debate deals, but the partner who brought the opportunity makes the final decision. This prevented them from missing opportunities like Dollar Shave Club, acquired for $1 billion. The best decisions emerge not from harmony, but from constructive conflict where diverse perspectives clash and the strongest ideas survive. The venture mindset isn't reserved for Silicon Valley insiders. It's a framework for navigating uncertainty, where the biggest opportunities hide behind the highest risks. Whether choosing a career, launching a project, or developing skills, the principles remain constant. Embrace failure as part of finding success, seek opportunities in unexpected places, build diverse networks, develop pattern recognition through preparation, be ruthlessly selective, bet on people over ideas, welcome productive conflict, and think long-term despite short-term pressures. The Stanford Marshmallow Experiment revealed something profound about delayed gratification. Children who resisted one marshmallow for 15 minutes to receive 2 later showed better outcomes years afterward, SAT scores averaging 210 points higher, better stress management, stronger achievement. Successful children employed specific strategies, looking away, playing with toys, singing, even napping rather than staring at temptation. Treat your career and ideas as long-term investments requiring similar discipline. Ask yourself, am I making decisions based on next quarter's results or next decade's possibilities? Am I avoiding visible failures while missing invisible opportunities? Am I surrounding myself with people who challenge my thinking or simply confirm my biases? The venture mindset demands courage to say no to nearly everything so you can say yes to the few things that truly matter.